coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition. It's Friday, December 29th, 2023 edition of the Hagman Report. No, we weren't taken, raptured. I'm kidding. You know that. We weren't arrested. We weren't kidnapped. We were Eric the Tech, myself, and basically the entire staff, families, children, grandchildren, everybody down with, I don't know, the Black Plague or something, but it's one of the worst sicknesses that we had in through this office. So we've been dark since Christmas. This is our welcome back show, of course, and I want to thank you for your patience and for not giving up on us in our absence. Eric the Tech, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Yeah. Well, I think he might be patient zero. I'm not sure. I got to blame somebody. My goodness. My hair hurts. It hurts to blink. Well, at least it did. Back to almost normal. It depends what you consider normal, right? All right. Lot to get into today. You know, in our downtime, in my downtime, I was doing a lot of thinking back over 2023. You do that around the holidays. At least I do, right? And I was thinking, okay, over the last year, we saw headlines after so many headlines about various things, including and especially the economy. And the reason I focus on the economy is this. Let me just give you this real quick here. I've said these numbers before. In 2019, the assets of a shadowy group of billionaires concerned with overpopulation, people like Bill Gates, all right, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, the Rockefeller Foundation. Give me a break, guys. Anyway, totaled some $263 billion. Post-pandemic, they increased by 37.4% to $362 billion. And then the information goes even deeper. Assets, for example, managed by the top financial people, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, grew by 34.6% between 2019 and 2022. So as I lay on my sick bed, as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, all right, they made all of this money, and here you and I are. We're for the last year, we've seen prices rise, we've seen food costs rise, we've seen a lot of things happen, but yet people, obviously, even the news, saying everything is cool. If you don't mind putting up that link that I happened to see when I was scrolling through, Eric the Tech, when I was scrolling through the news items. This is from ABC News. The U.S. economy defied warnings of disaster. Where is it headed in 2024? This relates to what I'm referencing, or what I referenced earlier. And I want to know, where are we headed in 2024? So, thankfully, one of my, seriously, truly one of my most favorite people about economy, Bob Kudla, the founder and president of Trade Genius Academy, is with me right now to talk about where we're headed in 2024. And to my point earlier about this shadowy cabal of people making a ton of money, what about us? What about you and I? And to me, it's not, how can I put this? It's not greed or anything like that. It's what are we doing? I mean, what are they doing different than we are? Maybe, but can we survive? I guess my real issue is, can we not just survive, but thrive in the time period that we have? In whatever time we have left, can we make things better for us? And again, asking about the where we're headed in 2024, that factors in. So I asked Bob Kudla to come on, and he's been so generous and kind, and he's on with me. And again, as I was saying, he's the founder and president of Trade Genius Academy. Before that, Bob was an executive for two Fortune 500 companies in the financial services industry for 25 years. Now, he focused on business development and mergers and acquisitions. Bob has been trading since 1991. And in 2008, Bob started his first trading service with his private group of friends. He became so popular that he decided to take it public and turn it into a business, Enter Trade Genius, in 2015. Now, I've been following Trade Genius, I've got to say, for some time, as other people have too. And I'm going to show you something, a few things. Bob was kind enough to send some screen caps of some of the feedback. And this is about Bob and Trade Genius and such. This one reads, "Thanks, Bob, for a really fun trading week. I made good money with your trades and had fun doing it. I'm going to start spiking my coffee with some eggnog now to celebrate." I love that. And then there's this one. "I stepped into TRMD slowly a couple of weeks ago when it was hitting the stops. I didn't put any stop and kept buying the dips. I'm a newbie and still going through lessons and getting up to speed. It's going to take a while, but so far I'm doing okay. Almost even on FLNG and holding, down slightly on three uranium stocks, but buying more. Trade Genius gets a big thumbs up." You know, this is feedback, folks, about Bob, about Trade Genius Academy, and about what he does. And I would just want to say this real quick, and then I'm going to bring Bob on. Look, learn how to trade. And again, the world is still going on. The world is still moving along. The economy is still moving along. So learn how to trade the markets the same way I did. And again, I've been following them since really their inception back in 2015. And I know my friend, I know several friends, actually, who are involved with Trade Genius. So, again, learn how to trade the markets the same way I did. Go to TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Use promo code, New Year? I'm going to double-check that with Bob because I've got a different copy here, so. New Year. All right. We'll bring Bob on right there. Oh, there it is right there. Sorry about that. Bob, thanks for your patience as I struggle with my voice and with my presence here. Come rescue me, sir.
Well, I'm getting nervous now because everybody I know has been sick, and maybe it's good to be isolated in my trading cave here. I don't know. But yeah, you bring out a really interesting article with and thanks for the kind remarks, by the way. Really interesting article, because what's happening now, they're trying to paint a narrative for us that, you know, the administration and the Federal Reserve have engineered what is considered the impossible. It's called the soft landing, and they do it through a lot of sleight of hand movement here. And the best way I always describe to people, and they say, "Bob, but things are doing okay." I said, "Do you ever hear of the phrase, the silent scream?" Okay, that's what's happening here at the economy, because if you look at what's happening to people, is people are employed. That's right. True. You know, but there we have millions every year now falling into fixed income environments. Okay, they're the most they're ever going to be worth is happening the day they retire, because they have to start drawing down. And then you have a situation now where the inflation rate doesn't match the cost of living. Okay, that's another sleight of hand that they do. They're telling you that the inflation rate is, what, back to 3.5%? But I don't know if you checked all your new year cost increases that are coming through. I do. I pay the bills, and we're pushing close to 10% on everything. I mean, it's across the board. You know, your homeowner association, insurance, healthcare, and healthcare now is a bigger piece of the budget than most people's mortgages now. You know, and then people say, well, I have a fixed rate mortgage, I'm good. Your homeowner's insurance, HOA, your taxes. I'm in California, so I'm limited to a 2% increase every year. But some states like Florida and Texas and Illinois, some of these people are seeing 20, 30, 40% increases in their property tax rates. And all that means is that you ever like hear stories in Florida, all of a sudden a subdivision is starting to get swallowed up by a sinkhole. Oh, that's yeah. What's happening with the economy. It looks, you're on the surface, everything looks good. You're ice skating in March, you know, in a northern lake, and you just don't know exactly when everything's going to fall through. And we see it, and the best way to see it is that you see it in consumer sentiment, number one, and see it, number two, is in the balance sheets of the consumer. And basically, everybody and their brother is taking on debt to maintain a lifestyle. And you see it in tax receipts. You know, so the government could tell you anything. Ignore unemployment rate, ignore all their stuff, but the tax receipts for the federal and the state governments are all down. That means economic activity is faltering. And markets, just like an elevator escalator, markets and everything escalators up, but the down moves are elevators, because nobody is willingly wanting to sell or wanting to cut their lifestyle. It has to be taken away from them. And then things drop really, really hard. And we're coming into an election season where Janet Yellen has pulled off as much as she possibly can pull off by selling what they call T-bills, which allows the speculators to use that still as collateral to speculate in the stock market. She's up against a limit there. That means she has to now sell higher cost, you know, bearing bonds, which then becomes a liability for the banks. The banks have to stop lending, which they've gone negative on. And then the M2, which is the money supply, falls. And the biggest track of economic activity in the stock market is the M2 money supply. You guys can look it up on the Fed site, but that's basically money creation. When money creation falls, markets and economies fall with it. And that's been falling now since July of 2022. And the only reason why we haven't collapsed yet is because Janet Yellen has been selling these T-bills, and the market speculators have been doing ever-increasing amounts of what they call zero-date expiry options. So it's like being on a hamster wheel that's spinning faster and faster and faster with more and more and increasing levels of leverage. Well, that all comes to an end in the middle of January. So our first earthquake that we have to keep an eye on is what happens to the market between January 15th and March 15th. If we start seeing cracks in the stock market there, it's going to scare more people, and you're going to see the economy decelerate even further. And we see it also in the cyclicals. We did a podcast.
If I can interrupt you just for a second, what's the magic behind the date mid-January?
Yeah, so because the system is designed around leverage now, so at the end of every options expiration month, it's usually the third week of the month, people that are speculating in the stock market, they're speculating more and more with call and put options, and they've been bullish. and they've been increasing that bet every month. But the month from January into February and March, those contracts aren't nearly as bullish as the one in January. So when January ends, the people that have been speculating are pulling off some of their bets. And how it works is that when they put these bets on, they force the dealers and the market makers to buy the stock market. And so when you have a subsidence between month over month, the market makers don't have to keep buying the market and they sell the market. And every 2 years, you get to a point where you just reach what they call max pain on the bull trade, and then you get a flush. And so we have like three or four things lining up for a flush into middle of January to the middle of March. And the problem is that we've been up already 9 straight weeks. That would be 11 straight weeks into that. And usually you get a pullback that's at least double digit. Well, that's going to scare people.
Right.
And you're also coming out at the end of the year. It's confessional in January. And a lot of retailers, they say sales are up 3%. Well, inflation's up 3% plus. So holiday sales are flat. And you're going to see probably more retail stores closing, more commercial mortgages defaulting.
Got
the banks are going to stop lending, and then it becomes a vicious cycle like in 2008.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Wow. Okay. And thanks for clarifying that, because, not exactly the most astute when it comes to the dates and the events that you're referencing. Folks, my guest, of course, is Bob Kudla, and he's the founder of and president of Trade Genius Academy. Folks, take advantage of Trade Genius Academy. You know, the way I look at it is, if these shadowy cabal of black-robed figures can do certain things, we certainly can take care of ourselves. And the way to do this is to learn trading strategies for the stock and crypto markets. Do so through Trade Genius Academy. Folks, go to right now, TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Use promo code, that's right, New Year, okay, for 60% off of non-bundled items. I got to tell you something. This is really, really classy, well put together, and the interface is easy to use. And if I can do it, you can do it. And if I can learn, you can learn too. And check this out. It's on your screen right now. But you know, we can. There's nothing out there that says we can't do what the big guys are doing. But do so with integrity, with character, with solid backing. I'm telling you, Bob's a genius. He really is. At Trade Genius Academy, good name for the business. Okay, go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, and I want to say something too, because a lot of people, you know, that kind of do what I do. They do a lot of touting and stuff like that. You can do really well in the market by being very conservative too. You know, so we'll show you strategies where, look, the key here is to outrun the M2 or the money creation. That's the only way you're going to build wealth over time. And so we show you strategies how to do that. And actually, we'll put the trades out there for you too. So, you know, we'll teach you how to fish. You know, we'll put you in the right fishing pond, and we'll also throw you some fish while you're learning. So, we give you strategies. We give you the indicators or algorithms that we use. We put trades out there every day, and we have chat rooms where you can communicate with me all day long. So it's a really good system. You don't have to take a lot of risk to make good money. You know, the big money can't move without leaving footprints, and our algorithm looks for those footprints. And if you catch the middle part of the move, you're doing fine. And like I said, you know, with what I would say, the cost of living going up 10% plus a year, that's my go-to on that. You need to outrun that. And you don't need to do a whole lot to outrun that. And, you know, for some people, they just need to make a little bit more money. And some people will move their whole portfolios like I do. I trade my entire portfolio, obviously. And so I don't take a lot of big risks. And so I'm able to kind of share people's strategies that I personally use using my system. And there's some really cool stuff out there. I'm going to tease you. I'm not going to give them to you here. But, you know, there's some really good strategies. It doesn't matter if the market's going up or down, that you can drive double-digit gains easily without taking much risk. And then if you want to take a little bit more risk, you can make even more money. And I sent you our track record also, too, so you can show people. And then what we've done over the last 20-some trades. You know, the system works, and it has alerts set to it. And you can just kind of trade in and out of things. You know, there's a trade that people have been putting on now because natural gas has been so beaten down that, you know, you just buy these momentum trades for a day or two and you can hop off. Yeah, so the blue trades are the ones that are active at the moment. The green trades are the ones that are closed positive. The white is where we lost money. Every trade that I open my mouth and say I'm in, we record. And on the right side, showing you the win percentage, 67%. You know, the annualized gain is 77.92%. We're usually in the trade on an average about 3 days. And that's the number of trades we've taken over the last 2 years. So so that's kind of where, you know, where we are and what we're all about. So we don't trade penny stocks. We don't do any crazy touting. We just get you in the right sectors at the right time and make good, prudent trades.
Those are amazing numbers. Annualized gains of 77.92%. That's pretty good.
Yeah, the only caveat there is that that's assuming you're 100% invested. So I tell people to take that number, cut it in half, and you'd still be quite happy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I got you. All right. So the win percentage trade, 67.11%. Folks, that's why Bob and Trade Genius has the reputation it has. Because, look, we can do this. You and I can do this. You want solutions. You've asked for them. And this is one way that we can outpace the inflation or the cost of living. And like, Bob, you were saying 10%, roughly. Yeah, okay. We can do this. And I do it with Trade Genius. Again, go to TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Use promo code New Year for 60% off non-bundled items. Do that today, please. So okay, Bob, go ahead and continue. I interrupted, but I think this is important for people to see the.
Yeah.
Again, it's amazing to see the win ratio. Is that what you would call it? A win? I don't know. Or a gain ratio.
Yeah, there's two. When you're creating a portfolio, there's two things that are important. What is your win rate? And then the number down below where you see that 0.78% positive, that's called your profit factor. So you want to have a high enough win rate, but you want to always have a positive profit factor. There are some really good traders that have a 40 to 50% win rate, but they have a positive profit factor. That means they're more rigorous in taking trades off the table if they're losing money for them. So we think we have a good balance. I've been in this range now for years. So I know I'm comfortable with what my algorithm can produce. And now in 2023 was all about, you know, staying long certain sectors. 2024 is going to be a little trickier for people. So the strategy that we're deploying and I'm sharing with our clients or customers or subscribers, we talked about that pre-market, however you want to define them, is that we're driving more towards making sure you're in dividend-paying stocks, okay, that you're taking defensive positions, and that would be non-leveraged defensive positions. So you want to be in TLT, which is a bond fund. You want to be in SARK, which is the opposite of Cathie Wood's ARK fund. And then as tech rolls over, there's a slightly leveraged one for NVIDIA called NVDS. You're going to want to be in that one. And then anything that's highly leveraged out had big win rates in 2023, you want to dispose of them. So 2024 is going to be all about taking care of your money and not taking big risks, but also taking advantage of like last month, you know, nothing was on the bingo card at Thanksgiving that the shippers were going to rip into Christmas. But the war happened with Israel, and then the Houthis decided to pop drones and missiles at ships in the Red Sea. And next thing you know, we're up 10-15% on the shippers that we own. And they pay a 10% plus dividend. So we're getting a bit of a twofer there. And those are the kind of things we look at. We look at some of the macro trends, and then you want to be in the best stocks in that sector as they pull back. And so that's what 2024 is. And, you know, I'll throw a prediction out there based on what we're seeing right now is that, you know, you want to kind of be long into Martin Luther King Day. You're going to want to be defensive or short into Easter. You're going to want to be long into Memorial Day. Take the summer off, and then you're going to want to be short and defensive the market from Labor Day into Thanksgiving. That's how we see the year playing out, and that kind of dovetails with the 8-year cycle of elections, and it looks like it's playing out pretty well, looking at the economic trends. If I'm wrong in any area, is that I'll be too optimistic. So the big thing everybody needs to watch is what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Not so much with interest rates. People already front ran 6 rate cuts already. You want to watch whether or not they add to their balance sheet or not, Doug. So if they start adding to their balance sheet, then you're going to want to get into more inflation-related stuff. You know, you want to be back in the Bitcoin miners. You want to be back in Bitcoin. You want to be in gold miners. You want to be in gold and silver. And you want to be back in the energy names. But if they don't do that, we're going to have this slow deflationary trend. And stocks in the stock market won't be able to maintain their valuations in that environment. And you'll start seeing some pretty good drawdowns. So that's kind of how we look at it. That's my macro prediction, but we trade that trade force indicator. You saw somebody said it was awesome. It truly is awesome. I'm patting myself on the back on that one. It's a really, really good indicator that we refined over years. And it the very worst, it keeps you getting into dumb trades because you think it might be a good trade. This thing will absolutely tell you whether or not you should be in that stock or not.
And, I love that.
Every customer gets that as part of the service.
I love what you said about dumb trades. In the past, I was the king of dumb trades. I remember in 93, I think it was, I went all out. I bought $300 worth of shares of a bank in, I think it was in California. I even did my homework and contacted the board of directors, one of the board members out there. Anyway, that bank went belly up, I think a week after my investment, purchasing shares of the stock. So I'm still waiting on the bankruptcy. What do you call that? The payout. I guess there was a class action, and I should probably get $30 back sometime in 2050. But don't do that. Go to TradeGeniusAcademy.com and use promo code New Year for 60% off non-bundled items. But here's the thing: we're coming up to a new year. And as Bob said, it's really kind of a different environment now. He mentioned the 8-year election cycle. It's going to be a different year in 2024 than 2023. Wow, that was a really impressive statement. But it will be for different reasons. So listen to the guy who knows where to do things, what to do, And be smart about it. Don't be like me in 93, okay? Be smart about it. Go to TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Bob, Are you relatively optimistic for somebody like me making a New Year's resolution to learn more, get more involved in the market, because I want to be somewhat on par with the bigger guys, okay, that actually can make money and have made money, you know, the billions of dollars that they made. Obviously, everything's relative. Obviously, that's not going to be me, but are you optimistic that people, well, I guess you would be, right, that people can do this?
Yeah, well, I mean, part of my personality is I'm an optimist anyway. And, you were joking about the rapture earlier today. Well, I'm a Christian, so the worst that can happen to me is I go to heaven. So, but as a general rule in trading, there's always a bull market somewhere. Okay. So our system works best in uncertain environments because it creates the amplitude and the magnitude of the price action for stocks. And when you have that kind of magnitude, you can make more money faster and get out of your trades. And you can see the support areas better. So we really don't care if the market's going up or going down. There's always something to buy in that environment. I'll give you an example. In 2008, I was just sharing this with our subscribers this morning. I have a VIP room where we can talk just like you and I are talking. And I was explaining to people why I've been entering and creating a fairly large position in TLT over the last couple of months, is that when we went into the last recession, TLT, which is a bond fund, you basically moved up 70%. Well, the stock market went down 50% in that environment. And so I was relatively immune to the stock market crash in 2008 into 2009 because I positioned for that. And so we're positioning for that today. And because the market goes down, people don't know what to trade. And so we share with them, these are the stocks that will do well in that environment. And so we really don't care as long as we think we have a good grasp on the macro. And the nice thing about it is I don't have to guess or predict. I just have to watch and observe, because the Federal Reserve and the Treasury will tell you what you need to do. And they're the gorillas. So you just follow them. You know, when they're going through with the harvester, you know, we can just glean. You know, we don't have to be out in front of the harvester and get whacked, right? And that's what they try to do to you. They try to get you leaning wrong because you're the wheat, okay? And they're the harvester. So you just stay behind them. You know, if the Fed is pumping money into the stock market, will you buy inflationary things? If the Fed is pulling money out of the economy, you buy deflationary things. If Janet Yellen is buying T-bills, you know, you buy speculation. If she's buying longer dated bonds, you go defensive. So now we're going in an environment where she's buying bonds and bills likely. Okay. And the Fed is not adding money to the system. I said the Fed and banks. So now's the time to be extremely defensive. When that changes, okay, then you change. And you can see it in the option action. So we watch all those things, and then we have a watch list, and I have my alerts, and we just go ahead and we buy based on that, and we focus on the sectors that we think are going to outperform. And I'm going to cough. So that's how we do it, and it's really simple. There's no stress to it, and so if the stock market looks like it's going to fall or crash or not do anything, well, then you have your dividend paying stocks. If it crashes, you have your defensive stocks. If it goes up, you have your speculative stocks, and you just follow it. You know, in the past, they called that turtle trading, okay, where it's basically trend following. So, you know, we trend follow, but fairly closely, and we only buy the trend follow if the channel is rising, if it's over a certain price action, And then we basically are trying to pick the cream out of that move. And that's how it works. And so right now, we're going into a defensive posture economically. And so we know the option people aren't taking big bets into the end of the first quarter. We know seasonally in an 8-year cycle, January and February are always red, 100% on that. We know coming out of a good year, the first 2 weeks of January are usually very good. And so, you know, all that goes into our stew, and then we just pull up our algorithms and say, okay, is the stew right or not? And then if we get confirmation, we buy those stocks. If we don't get confirmation, you know, we buy other stocks, and that's kind of how it works. You don't have to be the great Karnak, you know? He and I are dating ourselves. You just have to be really good at observation.
I love it. And Karnak, I'm not. That's for sure. But I've got to say this. My experience with Trade Genius, folks, Trade Genius Academy, is very, very positive. And I'll tell you this. I'm going to be ramping up my activity with Trade Genius Academy this year as one of my New Year's resolutions. And I urge you to do the same. Bob, tell people what's the best thing to do? If they're hearing about you for the first time today, if they didn't hear any of our previous interviews or didn't know about you, what should people do to get on board, to take advantage for the new year and to make money have you teach them the potential for making money in the market? What should people do?
Well, I mean, look, if you're new and you're just dipping your toe in the water, or you don't like, hey, Bob sounds great, but I don't totally trust everything, right? You just go and you buy the starter package.
Okay.
And within 24 hours, you have the most important indicators that you're going to need from us. And you're getting in the chat rooms. And like I say, I put trades out every day. You can start taking advantage of those. And then as you get more and more comfortable and you want to trade more aggressively, then you can kind of buy up other packages or other indicators. But right out of the gate, you can start trading. You don't need a whole lot of money. You know, everything is percentage of profit. So it doesn't matter if you have $1,000 or $100,000. If you keep grinding out base hits all day long, your portfolio is going to grow in an arc, right? There's no commission cost for stock trading. So you just can, whatever profit you make, you keep. You know, obviously the tax man is going to take a piece of that at some point, but that's how you do it. And you just keep grinding your way. People ask me all the time, well, Bob, I only have so much money and I want to be able to retire or do this for a living. I said, well, it's going to take you 4 years. But if you want enough money to be able to supplement income, you know, you should be able to do that within a year. And if you just love the trade and you have bigger portfolios, you're up and running in weeks. So that's what we tell people. We know our track record works. It's been very consistent. So we're very comfortable with our approach. The trades are all yours anyway. So you can be as aggressive or conservative as you want. You can take or not take my trades. You can set up your own watch lists and do whatever you want. You can ask me any question in the room at any time. You know, obviously, if it's stock or economic related, I'll answer it. You know, if you can ask me about stocks that I don't even trade. And so, you know, I have a watch list. I don't trade everything. You can't boil the ocean. There's certain stocks that I like, I'm comfortable with. I could see them better. Everybody could see certain things better. You might be in a certain industry, so you know those stocks better than other people. And all these stocks are like breathing. They all have rhythms. And you can trade the rhythms, and our trade force indicator, you know, looks at price, momentum, channel, and it just tells you probably the best time to make an entry in that environment. So,
okay.
So that's kind of how it is. And like I said, what we charge for the service is nothing. $300 a year for the base package is peanuts. You know, people that compete with me charge 10 times that, which I think is a crime. And then depending on how much more personal attention you want or what you want to trade, then you can buy up the higher cost packages. And many do. but you're not obligated to do it. And the one thing I'll say is that, you know, I have customers with me for years, and they wouldn't stay with me if they thought I was not doing it right by them.
Exactly. And folks, you saw just a couple of the chat boxes, screen cap chat boxes. I've got many, many more, okay, that we could show you. But the bottom line is this. Bob has a great reputation. Trade Genius Academy's got a great reputation. He's there for you as to walk you through this or to help you walk through this. And it's fabulous. I really, again, this is something for the new year that I will be doing, because I think, based on what I've seen so far with Trade Genius, and I don't, when I say so far, I mean with my limited knowledge, I believe that you know, we could, I'm not going to get sucked up into a 10% loss every year. I'm not going to go backwards to 10% or 15%. I want to take steps to take care of my family and to take care of myself or expenses. And this is one way to do it. I believe it's a great way to do it. So I really appreciate this. Bob, is there anything that I forgot or did not cover in my drug-induced haze at the moment?
No, but I'll just tell you, as we were talking, I got an alert. You know, I told people to get into WULF, which is TerraWulf, which is a Bitcoin miner. Mm-hmm. And it went up over 200%. And I told people that I have a sell signal on it. And I got them out of the trade. And people were asking me why. I said because it broke the channel. It broke the momentum. It hit the target. And I just got an attaboy as we were talking, said, Bob, this is a great trade. And as of right now, the stock fell in the last 20 minutes. It fell 25%. But I got my subscribers out of that trade 2 days ahead of that debacle. And so those are the kind of things that we help people do and share with them what we see in the marketplace. And that's what we could do for you. So Perfect. If you really want to learn best practices and how to trade, definitely check us out. And the other thing, too, is it's going to be a wild year next year. I mean, you know, I'm being conservative in my approach. I'm a pretty even keel guy. If you guys have seen me now for 3 or 4 months on the show, I am this way always. And so I never let things shock me. I was a military officer in the Marine Corps. You know, you learn to how to take deep breaths and evaluate. I did business development, mergers and acquisitions. I've learned how to observe. I think I have good insight. I think I'm a good teacher, and I'm not afraid to express what I think are good opinions. So, you know, you get a whole lot for very little money with us, and I encourage you to check us out. And you're going to need a good coach in this year. Even if you don't trade, just to be able to take care of your family in 2024, you know, you talk about your hair hurting. I think by the end of 2024, everybody's hair is going to be hurting.
Oh, man.
Because we're going to see things that we don't think are reasonably allowed to happen, I think are going to happen in the next 12 months.
With that, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I have a feeling 2024 is going to bring events that we never thought we would see in our lifetimes. I really do. I know you've got a bolt because you're present with your clients or subscribers, and I just want to thank you for giving us your insight into where you think things are headed in 2024. And offering your services at Trade Genius Academy. Again, folks, go to right now, learn how to trade the markets the same way I do. Okay, go to TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Use promo code New Year for 60% off non-bundled items. There it is right there, folks. And hey, like Bob said, even the starter pack, just get started. Do something positive. You want solutions? This is a solution. Bob, thank you so very much. And again, any closing comments that you'd like to make?
No, I think I've said it all. And thank you for having me on. Thanks for letting me plug our service. And everybody have a happy new year. And remember, you're always in charge.
Yes.
Okay, don't give up your control because you feel helpless, not just in trading, but in life. You know, you want to be the one, you want to be the one causing the action. You don't want to be the one reacting to action. That's the only advice I can give you.
That's wonderful advice. It really is. Bob Kudla, thank you so very much. Please come back. If next month, let's talk again. Starting off the new year. And don't get sick.
I know, I'm worried. Everybody else is sick. So, we'll see. It's not, I can't control that. So, that one's not, I can only be careful.
There you go. There you go. All right, my man. Well, thank you so very much. God bless you. And thank you so much for your gracious gift of time for coming on. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Folks, so that was Bob Kudla from Trade Genius Academy. I'm going to tell you something. You know, as we enter into a new year, I think you and I have to be a little bit more aggressive. And aggressive, and by aggressive, I mean aggressive. I was talking with a physician this morning, and he said, "Did you happen to hear Hal Turner yesterday?" I said, "No, I didn't." He said, "Play Hal Turner's show from yesterday, from December 28th. And that was, he said, "Start about 15, 17 minutes in and listen to him." And he said something on there that Hal Turner did. Yeah, and believe me, Hal Turner went off, man. I mean, he went off. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was incredible. But he said something I've been saying. And that's, I believe that we did not go far enough on January 6th. Now, I'm not talking about the same thing Hal's talking about, okay? I'm not talking about, you know, hanging people from light posts. Did we accomplish our objective for January 6th? No, we did not. What was our objective anyway for January 6th? It was to hold Congress to account, so give them a 10-day period where they could evaluate the, so Congress could evaluate the voter, the electoral college, or the Eric the Tech, help me out here, the votes, you know, the thing, you know, the thing. But at this point, I'm just going to say this at this point, folks, I think we have to become more aggressive. That's the whole point. That was the point of the interview with Bob, and that's the point right now. We have to become more aggressive. And again, as I was in between seeing monkeys fly, you know, past couple of days, I was thinking about what we can do in 2024 to make sure that we not just survive, but we thrive. And one of the ways is the economy, our own personal economies. The other way is to make sure, I believe, that we are, that we become more aggressive in our approach to the people and events that are thrust upon us against our will. We have to fight back hard. Fight back harder than we ever fought before. All right, folks, that'll do it for me. We're going to have a special PM edition with Steve Quayle coming up. God bless you. Thank you so much for your patience. I appreciate your patience. And thanks for tuning in. God bless.